Body, Mind, Soul, der Podcast für Gesundheit auf allen Ebenen mit Dr. Alina Lessing.
Hello and welcome to this interview with Dr. Christina Rahm, co-founder and product developer for Root Wellness. Christina has got a background in nanotechnology, pharmaceutical management and nutrition from Harvard and Cornell, as well as a master's in science and a PhD in psychology. She has lectured and researched globally, and she has worked in the pharmaceutical, nutraceutical, and biotechnology industries. And now she is using her expertise to create products that, as I've seen and experienced myself, can do amazing things for our health, our energy levels, and our vitality. There's already a lot of information out there about products like Clean Slate, Zero In, Restore, Relief Greens, etc. And you can find all this information on my website and on my Telegram channel. So today, I'd rather talk about the new products that are coming that I'm really excited about. So thank you, Christina, for being here. Welcome. It's so good to see you again.
Thank you. I always love seeing you.
Me too. Well, let's start by talking about my, I should say, former area of expertise, namely animals.
Yes.
In your animal product line.
Yes.
Why nutraceuticals for animals?
Well, and we actually used human grade, pharmaceutical, nutraceutical grade, honestly, because we use either pharmaceutical manufacturing or nutraceutical. We just don't use synthetics.
Yes.
So the reason I'm saying that is a lot of people will make animal products with not the high level of sourcing,
mm-hmm.
right? And you know the sourcing that we do for our humans is the highest grade we can get from all over the world. So we brought that into the animal world. There are different formulas with each product. They're not just like the human products,
right?
Because animals are a little bit different. But we have a Clean Pets formula, which I always get the name wrong. I'm not exactly sure what they named it. It's something about Clean Pets. And it does clean the inside of their bodies. It is for the detoxification remediation process because they're exposed to the environment actually usually more than human beings. Mm-hmm. Whether they're an inside or outside animal, they will eat things on the ground. If you're cleaning your house, everything in that house, they're licking it, they're breathing it all day. If you're outside, there's so many pesticides and GMOs that their cancer levels, their autoimmune levels have gone up. The longevity has gone down unless you do superhuman things with them. You know, I mean, it's really not the best time to be an animal. And so Clean Slate, Clean Pets is like Clean
mm-hmm,
Slate.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really important to help clean the bodies of the animals. And usually it's one drop in the water in the morning and one drop at night. If it's a larger animal, it's two drops in the morning and two at night. And we have looked at it I've developed it not just for cats and dogs, but also for horses
yes.
and cattle and whatever, because I grew up on a farm and I really wanted something. I know how much I love the animals that we had, and I wanted something that even your larger animals could use.
Yeah.
So that's the first product.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do have a Anna Greens, which is different than the human form, which is the Relive Greens.
Mm-hmm.
It is, but it's a green formula that's the greens that animals usually need.
Yeah.
And animals have different greens than humans. It's a proprietary formula where I did do a blend, but I used the same level of sourcing that I did with humans. And that particular product I look at to really put in the animal's food, again, at least twice a day. So it's about half a teaspoon to a teaspoon a day.
Yeah.
Your larger animals, of course, will go up. And the process was made so that the animals would also have a pre and probiotic. And so they also would have the grains, because animals really need a pre and probiotic.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of important.
Yeah.
So
it's also for cats and dogs, right? I mean,
greens
for horses, we all know that
yes.
they're eating grass,
yes.
basically, so not a problem there. But you can also use it for dogs and cats, right?
Absolutely. I actually first was thinking about my animals. I have three dogs and a cat. But also then started doing some stuff with horses and realized I've got to make sure I formulate something that can be used for dogs, cats, horses, and other animals.
Yes.
So that's what's happened. They really need to restore their gut because of what they've been exposed to in the GMOs. A lot of the dog food that we give our animals, it's not healthy. And then even if we make like chicken for our dogs, yeah. right? Or rice, you're again exposing them to things, unfortunately,
yeah.
that are not perfect for our body.
Because let's be honest, it's not normal for dogs and cats to get so much cancer, right? So
That's
it
right.
is. It has developed during the last couple of years,
yeah.
but in nature, you do not see animals getting these massive cancer amounts. It's just not normal,
no,
right?
It's horrible, actually, yeah. It's the cataracts that animals are getting, the GI issues that animals are having.
Yes.
Breast cancer, I could go on and on. It's a major problem right
yeah,
now.
It is. I got to tell you a story because I got someone in my community and she took Clean Slate, which is the detox drops you started with,
yeah.
right? You root started with. And she took it for herself and she felt so much better physically, emotionally, mentally. And then she decided to use it on her horse because she had a mare that was quite jumpy, frightened, a little bit crazy. And she said 2 weeks later, she had a different horse.
Yeah.
From that moment on, the horse was happy and relaxed. So it really works. Even the human products, they work on animals.
They do.
But it's perfect that now the animal line is coming soon.
Yes, I actually used that on my, I had a tiny teacup Yorkie. So when I first developed that product, they were going to put the dog down. And Clay actually tried it. The dog lived 3 more years. And the doctors were like, the dog will die within a week. She had a tumor.
Yeah.
And anyway, she lived for 3 more years, a very amazing life. At the time, she couldn't even get up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was running around.
Wow.
So I believe in this product so much for animals. If people love their animals, they've got to get, yes. I really want them on this product.
Yes.
The Relive Greens too, we actually give our animals, our dogs and cats, this formula now, the
mm-hmm.
Anna Greens, which is mm-hmm. the one for our animals, because they don't have those ingredients in typical dog and cat food. Even
yes.
your higher levels, they need the pre and probiotics. They need the ingredients to really help their gut and to help their overall system.
Yeah.
They really do.
Yeah.
So that was important. And then the Give Me Back My Youth, which is collagen and colostrum. At first, I looked at a lot of different formulas. I don't know if people know this, but I developed a fish collagen. Like there's different collagens that have been developed, even
mm-hmm.
in vegan.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is the results of this cruelty-free, and it's the only cruelty-free collagen and colostrum that's on the market.
Yeah.
Because of the whole process the animals go through and what really is happening. And someday I would love to share that with you because it's mm-hmm. a huge program and it's very important that these animals are treated right. But the truth is your dogs, your cats, your horses, there used to be studies that didn't show how important collagen and colostrum were. Now there's different studies that have come out. This is really important again for the joints. And for the overall, even the GI and the brains, because all of that is so interconnected, especially in animals. You know animals more than I do. It's very important. And so I really wanted that for
yes.
the animals. And then rounding that up is the immune defense shield.
Right.
So I really wanted an add in a quercetin and vitamins and minerals that animals could have to help with longevity and to support
mm-hmm.
their overall bodies with mitochondria and with the telomeres. And I'm super excited about it because
wow.
while the animals' lives are going down, now after the last 2 to 3 years, I wanted to increase their health over
yes.
years.
Yeah. yeah, because then we have them a little bit longer, right? They are part
yes.
of the family, and so
oh,
we
yeah.
have to take care of them as well.
Yes.
And I'm really interested in seeing the results of the Give Me Back My Youth, basically, in horses, because
yeah.
I was an equine veterinarian, and I had to deal with lameness all the time, joint problems, tendon
yeah.
problems all the time. So that will be quite interesting, what it does for their joints, basically, and for how they move. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that.
I really want to work with you on that because I know that's not what you do now.
Mm.
But it's kind of like I used to be a psychologist. That's not what I do now.
Yes.
But it's still, you still have that knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I still got contact. So my
yeah.
horse clients, my former horse clients, they're really interested in using these products. And especially what is a big problem because I treated horses that went to like big shows and show jumping horses and dressage horses. And what is a major problem there is that if they are jumpy and scared and, you know, they are on a show, but they cannot perform because they're jumping all over the place. So with the clean pets and the clean slate with the
oh, yeah.
the what we heard about it and with the experience with that, it will be really interesting to see what also happens for their like mental emotional side and how they relax if
oh,
they've
yeah.
detoxed, if they feel better. Yeah, and I think it will do a lot of good for also the riders, because they've got horses that are quite more relaxed. So we'll try that out, definitely.
I think you're going to see huge changes. Yes. I really do. I think this is something that there hasn't been a company to do for animals.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I think so too. Yeah, because you cannot use sedatives, right? And you shouldn't, of course.
No, no. So, that's why there's not really options.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. But so, we'll have an option soon.
That's right.
Thank you so much. Let's talk about the coffee, which I've already tasted, and it tastes amazing. So you're going to launch Ram Roast. And apart from the taste, what is so special about those coffee beans?
So the coffee beans actually were sourced organically, but we won't be able to launch it with organic on the label because that's a 9-month process, for example, in Germany. And there's all these different hoops, but we did make sure that it was that the place where they came from did not have GMOs, pesticides. The beans have never been exposed mm-hmm. actually to pesticides. And then during the roasting process, the coffee maker ended up ultimately using it, the process which cleans the beans during roasting. And I had a question on that the other day, and it took me a while to understand what people were asking. They were asking, if we do it during roasting, does it actually get rid of parasites and fungus, bacteria, etc.? Which leads me to the point, that's what that product is meant to do. The answer to their question was yes. We are cleaning the beans so that when they're heated, when they're ground and then heated, that's not released into the water.
Yes.
Because the truth is, especially mold, so fungus, yes. are on those beans. And then there's studies that have also shown that it can carry certain types of, you know, fungus, parasites, even bacteria and virus in a different format. Mm-hmm. But that can impact your GI in a way that's not good, right? Mm-hmm. And these are things that we have not spent enough time on scientifically. That it's going to have all the antioxidants that the coffee bean can have, because it actually has wonderful vitamins and minerals in a coffee bean mm-hmm. and a lot to offer the body. The problem is that toxic process that goes into the GI yes. and into your body isn't good. So it tastes different. I don't know if you noticed.
Totally different. I've never tasted coffee like that, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like you said, coffee is not that bad for you. No, it's actually good for you, but the problem is the mold.
Yeah.
And up to now, we didn't have any solutions for that. And that is also the problem even with organic coffee. You don't have the pesticides, but you still have the fungus and the mold in it. And that is going to hurt your body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we always think when it's organic, it's good for us. Yeah. And I say to people, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's healthy when it goes into your body, unfortunately.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah. So I'm really waiting for the coffee. It's going to come soon. I still got some beans at home, to be honest.
I think we've gotten rid of all of it. Everyone loves the coffee.
Yeah.
I think it will be one of the biggest sellers. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we have another thing that goes along with that. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is the other thing?
The toothpaste.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
When you have coffee, you need to brush your teeth.
Yes.
And so this is something because of the Parkinson's mm-hmm. and the increase in all these cognitive functioning issues and neurological mm-hmm. issues that we see all over the place, which is a result of the environment being overrun by all these heavy metals that cause the viruses, parasites, fungus to proliferate, bacteria. So basically the gums carry that, right? And we know in some of the studies with dementia and Alzheimer's that when they did autopsies, they have found fungus and parasites in the brain.
Yeah.
And they noticed that when they did it with people with dementia that weren't full-blown, it didn't become full-blown Alzheimer's, they didn't have it as bad, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
So now we know mm-hmm. this, but no one ever really spends a lot of time on this. You probably did more because of animals, right?
Yes.
So another thing that just drives, that makes me, I don't understand people not understanding, if animals have parasites and worms, then why not humans? Well, the answer is we do.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
we just don't. We're not educated on it a lot. So the intent is, again, to do this on your gums and your teeth to help your overall body. So we will have a different type of toothpaste mm-hmm. than anyone has had as well. And we will lead by scientific education
mm-hmm.
and not alarm people, but let them understand how important it is to use this type of toothpaste on their teeth.
Yeah, because no one is talking about fungus, right? And it's such a huge problem. I know you've dived into it quite a bit. And I see it is in a lot of houses, but it's quite often in horse stables. And when I go in there, like after a minute, I cannot breathe. I can actually smell it.
Yeah.
And those poor horses, they are in these stables like 24/7. And it's really a problem on their lungs, but it goes everywhere else in the body, right?
Right. And I have to tell you something. So I worked in a lab and did so much with fungus, right, in my career. that I can actually smell it on people or animals. Yeah. So like if someone's talking to me and they tell me about an autoimmune disorder or an illness and I can smell it, I'm always like, are you taking the products to help your overall health? And maybe you actually need an additional antifungal, because the issue is once it proliferates like that, to get it back down. Mm-hmm. So think of it, I'm sure you know this, it's like mushrooms. They just grow everywhere. And your body, it's the same way.
Yeah,
I know people hate hearing that, but it's true. And then the parasites get in and they breed and they make it grow more. And so with animals, this is a huge issue. With people, it's a huge issue. Mm-hmm. And I really think those two products will help get more resolution to where we need to get as a society in dealing with this.
Yeah, and then also the other products that can help basically kind of treat it, but also the coffee without mold and fungus and the toothpaste that can help the gums so that we don't get it inside our bodies, right? Because that is where they enter the body. So that's really important.
Yeah, it is.
Great. So last but not least, let's talk about the environmental products, because I think that is where you started, right? In your graduate thesis, you developed already some environmental products and you're going to have a whole line, and for example, including a skin spray, it's called Envirom Skin Protect, right?
Yes.
That can really protect us from radiation, especially 5G, which is majorly important to be able to deal with these kind of toxins or basically factors that hurt the body, but it can also protect you from environmental toxins. So how is that going to work? So we got the skin spray, but also some other clothing lines and stuff.
Well, so, you know, we launched the skin things for the face, and we're working on makeup that will come out later that will help with these areas. But the thing that was so important to me to really get out was a spray for the skin. Also, there's CODO. I didn't mention it when we
were talking about CODO. For the animals.
For the animals' fur, right? And their skin. But for the human beings, you know, I did a lot, and I've said this in Chernobyl and some stuff in Hiroshima and areas around that. So for me, I wanted a process that could go in the skin and really protect day-to-day and also in case of emergencies and sudden exposure to different things. So the coating is a mixture of hypochlorous acid, which is normally a pharmaceutical, but this is on the skin, so it's a little bit different. And I made it naturally. And so also iodine and the silicone or the silic acid, as well as trace minerals and vitamins and different catalysts to help it embed into the skin so it will protect the skin as a barrier. Also, if it goes on the inside of your body, you're very lucky too, because this is something that will help. Like I always say, I don't want people to take it orally. If there ever was a need, you could take that orally. But we are launching it for the skin to really protect people. We got a lot of publicity through Fashion Week because of that, and because of the clothing line, which is a four-day process. We have all the pilots done and some of the couture line. We will launch fully in the summer. We'll have a fashion show in August, because this clothing line has so many famous designers that want to work with it, because you have something that you can develop as a couture line or everyday line. So we'll have a black outfit, you know, just pure black, black shirts, black pants, black tights, like whatever, and then white linens. We also have a children's line and an animal line of clothing to protect the body. Again, it's embedded. It's like a super lab coat, or super, like, you're not working in a clean room. You know how we have to wear all the HVAC suits in the clean room, but it definitely is something that is an extra barrier to protect. So we do have a spray that goes along with that line, because after you wear the clothing, each piece of the clothing, you can only wear a certain number of times when you wash it.
Yes.
Like after your 7th to 12th time, you'll have to embed the spray in it. But the spray will actually work on other pieces of clothing as well. I don't use iodine on the spray for the clothes, because of the ability it would discolor some things. But it also has a protective technology in it to help all clothing, but the clothing that we're selling it's embedded, so it's definitely better. But some people may not be able to afford that,
of course.
So we want to make sure we have something that people can at least have another layer. And again, what you're doing is barrier after barrier after barrier. You're not hiding from the fact that we have toxins in the environment. You're stepping into the environment and saying, I'm choosing to live, so I'm choosing to do these things to protect my body. It's like now we wear seatbelts, right? Mm-hmm. It didn't used to be that we would wear a seatbelt. We just all sat in the car, but we're smarter now. Mm-hmm. We understand that we need to wear a seatbelt. So people just have to wake up, honestly, and we've got to do some things as scientists and people
Yeah. So for now, it's really difficult to clean all the environment, right? I mean, yeah. that would be an amazing step to do. But for now, we have to protect ourselves, yeah. clean our bodies, because the environment is still the way it is. It's quite toxic. So, but at some point, it would be a good idea to, you know, get rid of the toxins in our environment.
Yeah.
But as long as we cannot do that, we'll just protect ourselves with these products.
Yes, we do have a company called Environ that mm-hmm. I do have patents and patent pending technology to clean the land, air, and water
yeah.
up to the stratosphere. That's a much bigger project. Mm-hmm. But if we can be healthy, we can jump into those projects. So that is going into testing now so that we can look at what's happening and so we can prove what we can do. Because what I really want to do is reverse the aging of the land, air, and water, and people and animals, and restore and regenerate. Mm-hmm. I really do. And when people say, is that possible? Absolutely, it's possible. It's just not normal.
Yeah. Do you know what? No one's ever done it before, but
we've destroyed enough yes. before. So my thing is, if we had technology that could destroy it, then the technology is there to rebuild it. And I mean that.
Yeah.
So when people get overwhelmed with it, I get a little frustrated because I'm like, we weren't overwhelmed with the fact that we were going to destroy things. Do you know? I mean, I hate to be, that's how I feel.
Yeah, it's just the task yeah. that we are faced with. So yeah. we got to deal with it, right? So
yeah.
we got to tackle it.
We do.
And make sure we find solutions.
We do. And I think that you and I are taking steps in the right direction to try to do that.
Yeah.
And I hope we find more and more people that will help us with it.
Yeah.
I said this the other day, we're going to have a lot of competitors, and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Because people need to step up and do some things that will really help this world.
Mm-hmm.
And we should all try to do it together cohesively.
Yes.
We just need to find the best way to do it.
Yeah. Well, you are finding many solutions. And really, Christina, honestly, thank you so much for this interview. But also thank you for creating these products that gives me the opportunity to help so many people and pets. So... Thanks a lot for being here, and thank you for everything you're doing. Thank you.